I think I'm entitled.
You want answers!
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
What is the purpose of the United Nations? The UN has such tremendous potential. I've always said it. It has such tremendous, tremendous potential. But it's not even coming close to living up to that potential. For the most part, at least for now, all they seem to do is write a really strongly worded letter and then never follow that letter up. It's empty words, and empty words don't solve war. The only thing that solves war and wars is action.
President Trump today at the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations. And he basically told the audience, for the most part, your countries are going to hell. And he began to break down where they're failing. Failing their own nations, much less the world. And the United Nations, as he said, what is the purpose? We know what the purpose was originally. Originally, it was to bring the world together and resolve conflicts. But they create more conflicts than they resolve. And, of course, one of the big issues right now is moving forward to make Palestine a sovereign state. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is redoubling his efforts to ensure that cannot exist. And we know it can't. So Trump today addressing the 80th General Assembly, pointing out you've got so many wars going on and you are supposed to be bringing an end to them, and your countries are going to hell. Welcome to hour number one, Larry Connors USA. We're here every Monday through Friday for you from 6 to 8 p.m. And when we're on the air, we are streaming video, as in right now. You can watch the program. How do you do that? Well, you go to News Talk, STL Rumble, Facebook, Twitter, Larry Connors USA Rumble, or Facebook. And remember, everything goes up as a podcast, audio and video, when we complete. Either News Talk STL, LarryConnorsUSA.com, or Larry Connors USA Facebook. And reminding you, with Larry Connors USA, you will get news, analysis, opinion, and education. You're going to leave this hour with more information than you have right now. I promise you. In our next hour, Don Lemon Fruitcake, and I do not reference his gender choices or his lifestyle. I say fruitcake because he is nutty as hell. But his recent remarks about Charlie Kirk are slanderous, and I'm going to call them out. That's coming up in our next hour. Later in this hour, retired Army Colonel Steve Bucci with the Heritage Foundation, dealing with what Trump is telling the UN today, also dealing with Palestine possibly becoming a sovereign state. And don't forget what Russia has been doing with drones over Poland. Another crisis point. But back to Donald Trump today addressing the United Nations, saying, you have created an issue that continues to escalate, and you have been funding illegal activity that is destroying our country and other nations.
Not only is the UN not solving the problems it should too often, it's actually creating new problems for us to solve. The best example is the number one political issue of our time, the crisis of uncontrolled migration. It's uncontrolled. Your countries are being ruined. The United Nations is funding an assault on Western countries and their borders. In 2024, the UN budgeted $372 million in cash assistance to support an estimated 624,000 migrants journeying into the United States. Think of that. The UN is supporting people that are illegally coming into the United States, and then we have to get them out. The UN also provided food, shelter, transportation, and debit cards to illegal aliens. Can you believe that? On the way to infiltrate our southern border.
And I would add, thank you, Joe Biden, because he contributed by putting our nation in the crosshairs and joining this mass migration project. It is changing the face of Europe. I've told you for years now, watch what is happening in Europe. And they're beginning to realize exactly what they're dealing with. They've already seen much of France, England, Germany become more radical Muslim. I'm not just talking about bringing the Muslim religion into these nations, but they're coming in to not assimilate, but to control, to take charge, to make the people subject to Sharia law if necessary. And they continue to just basically give them a free pass. Come on in. The other issue that is facing us right now is that in addition to the Ukraine war, Russia has been using that as an excuse to overfly NATO countries with drones, violating their airspace, Poland being one example. Retired General Jack King says this is a direct provocation.
They flew several hours, 19 drones into Polish airspace. That is an act of war in itself. And they're testing Poland's response to that. And number two, they're testing their will. And that's what's happened also in Estonia. What do I mean by that? Well, they want Poland to conclude that what they need to do is shore up their defenses better and reduce the resources and support for Ukraine because they're threatening them.
Oh.
And it's not a hybrid war. These are conventional tactics being used. Russia has the capability to deliver 1,000 drones flying into Ukrainian airspace and into Polish airspace. And it's a fact that Poland would not be able to stop all those drones based on the interceptors that they have and the $1 million interceptors that they are to shoot down a $10,000 drone that has the capability of killing people. Wake up. This is not a hybrid war. This is Russia testing you, and the next step could be quite something significant. And NATO has got to come together and not talk about Article 4, talk about Article 5. And the next step is to shoot them down.
So are you saying
that's
so,
where
so
we
this
should
is not
be?
Just-
Wake up, NATO.
Wake up, NATO. Wake up, UN. You're certainly aware of this as well. You should also be dealing with this. You're a governing body, supposedly, to bring all the nations together to promote peace. You're far from it. And to boil down what General Jack King stated, Russia is testing Poland and also pulling away whatever support they might be trying to give Ukraine. They know how to play the game. And then don't forget those who are pushing, let's make Palestine a sovereign state. Carolyn Leavitt from the White House.
All of these Western nations that are recognizing a Palestinian state, the president has been very clear. He disagrees with this decision. He spoke about that in the UK, standing right next to his friend, Prime Minister Starmer. And he feels this does not do anything to release the hostages, which is the primary goal right now in Gaza, does nothing to end this conflict and bring this war to a close. And frankly, he believes it's a reward to Hamas. So he believes these decisions are just more talk and not enough action from some of our friends and allies.
That's White House Press Secretary Carolyn Leavitt on the dozens of countries who are now recognizing Palestinian statehood or want to do so. France yesterday becoming the latest U.S. ally to do so during the 80th annual U.N. General Assembly. Belgium, Monaco, Luxembourg, and Malta joined the U.K., Canada, and Australia in making similar declarations. The White House says the recognition of a Palestinian state makes it harder to end the war in Gaza.
It does. And when Carolyn Leavitt says President Trump standing beside our ally, President Starmer, I'm not so sure they're our allies anymore. I will share this with you. This is interesting from a ranking member of the Democrat Party in the House. Congressman Gregory Meeks, Democrat, New York, said, I do support a two-state solution with a Palestinian state. You can't just declare it because that doesn't make it be. Said saying it should exist, that's the easy part. The hard part is negotiations. Who's going to negotiate it? And so for me and my viewpoint, we also need to have a Palestinian voice that cannot be Hamas. Well, there is another rub. How are you going to separate Hamas from the Palestinians? If you were expecting, after the assassination of Charlie Kirk and the memorial over the weekend, that perhaps the hard left, would continue to push aside hate rhetoric. I give you example, former Vice President Harris.
Right now we are dealing with, as I called him at my speech on the Ellipse, a tyrant. We used to compare the strength of our democracy to communist dictators. That's what we're dealing with right now in Donald Trump. And these titans of industry are not speaking up. And perhaps it is because his threats and the way he has used the weight of the federal government to take out vengeance on his critics is something that they fear, and I get that. I understand why they do. We've seen the demonstration of it.
It's the same old story. Wash, rinse, recycle. And that's what they're doing. She has not backed off anything. She wants to continue to push that storyline. I guess she thinks it will give her a greater standing as a candidate for president. There will be those that would certainly accept her. Obviously, I'm not one. And I want to share with you something that was brought to the attention for its publication, the Daily Signal. Tyler O'Neill.
Imagine that an organization that brands conservatives and Christians haters and puts them on a map with chapters of the Ku Klux Klan works with the federal government, advising the administration on its domestic terror strategy. This Orwellian nightmare isn't a hypothetical. It actually happened under the Biden administration.
And I can tell you that we've had many agencies in the new Biden administration reaching out to solicit our expertise and our knowledge and information to help shape the policies that the new administration is adopting to counter the domestic terrorism threat.
That's Margaret Huang, president of the Southern Poverty Law Center, an organization that has long been notorious for exaggerating hate to raise money and for branding its ideological opponents hate groups on par with the Klan.
And again, you compare Trump to Hitler, to Nazis, to the Klan, to dictators. I remind you, and you have it fresh in your mind, what happened to you and your friends and your colleagues if you spoke out contrary to what you were being shoved with during the COVID crisis? If you dared say, is there something else I can do? Do I need the jab? Can I use another drug? How dare you suggest that? You cannot even relate on your social media. I had an aunt who did this and it worked for her. You could not do that. They were who was doing the banning? That was under the Biden administration. The same one that the Southern Poverty Law Center said was standing for freedom. And Kamala Harris saying, we represent freedom. They were silencing speech left and right if it did not conform to their guidelines. Well, now I'm looking at a piece where Google is admitting directly, what we've always known anyway, but they are admitting we had political censorship, no kidding, on YouTube. Now we promise to embrace free speech. This is in a letter to House Judiciary Chairman Jim Jordan. admitting that the Biden administration pressured it to censor Americans that did not follow what they wanted. And we remember those meetings, and we remember being told we had meetings with the White House, and they said we met with them almost daily, and they declared what we should or should not allow to be spread across social media platforms. That is censorship. I don't care how you spell it, how you look at it, that is clear censorship. And of course, across our nation right now, we continue to have assault upon law and order, in particular against ICE agents, Homeland Security Secretary Noem.
This was just something they could use to posture and attack our ICE law enforcement officers over again. And that's what's so irresponsible about it. Governor Newsom waited many, many days to even sign this into law. And like you said, wouldn't even be enforced until January, which means that it's pointless. It's just something that they want to talk about. I was a governor when I had a bill and a policy that I thought was very important for my people in the state of South Dakota. We put an emergency clause on it. We signed it into law as soon as possible. That means that Governor Newsom doesn't think this is important. He just wants to use this to raise money. He wants to use it to go out and try to make himself feel like a big deal. And he's doing it by attacking our law enforcement officers and making their lives more dangerous. And every time I'm in a room with our law enforcement officers, I'm talking to them before they go out on our streets, I'm just overwhelmed by the fact that all of these young men and women have families, that they all want to go home to their families at night too, and that people like Gavin Newsom are making it much more dangerous for them just to go do their jobs.
And for anyone in law enforcement, who wants to put on a badge nowadays? You put a target upon your chest and upon your family. Because there are those out there that believe you're the Gestapo. And yet the thugs have free rein in every neighborhood where they choose. When we look over our nation right now, we have so many opportunities to try to restore it. But we're letting it slip away. And, of course, sometimes you're going to have to use force to get things back in order. And you know what's going to happen then. Later in this hour, a prophetic warning from Charlie Kirk made earlier this year before he was assassinated. Coming up next, retired Colonel Steve Bucci. Lock and load, ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
In all these years that Wellington Environmental has been my sponsor, I've never mentioned their duct cleaning services. Allergy season is here, and Wellington crews clean air ducts daily in homes and commercial buildings, also cleaning air handling units and diffusers in commercial facilities. Why? Well, because people will see black dirt and mold on the vents, or they are actually suffering from allergies. Don't be fooled by low-cost duct cleaning providers saying they charge only per vent, because once they get on site, the price will skyrocket. Wellington does not do this, never has. Wellington will give you an estimate, and you say Larry Connors, and immediately you get a 20% discount. Call Cindy. 314-644-4930. 314-644-4930. Make your home and business better, safer with Wellington. Be well with Wellington. Back pain? Follow me to Esquire Sports Medicine, where they've got your back. Esquire is the oldest sports medicine clinic in St. Louis. Dr. Draghi and his team of chiropractors can get you back to work, back to life, without the pain. New patients usually scheduled within 24 hours. 314-644-0885. 644-0885. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. Another day, must be another roofer in town. And John Beal and I were talking. He said, you know, every time you turn around, there's a new roofing company. Many of them have no idea what they're doing. And the statistics show that many will be out of business within 2 to 5 years. Who are you going to call to help you then? You need to remember only one name, John Beal. John Beal Roofing. You have a problem? He can take care of it. And we'll be here for you. John Beal Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. The Oak Street Inn and Lounge has some great news. The Speakeasy will now be open on Sundays, starting at 2. Open to the public. Great for those in the industry who want to enjoy a Sunday fun day. Plus, enjoy sushi and cocktails. What more could you want? You want to make sure you get the code. And how do you get the code to the Speakeasy? You go to the Facebook, Oak Street Inn and Lounge Facebook. I'll see you at Oak Street Inn and Lounge in Cottleville.
This is News Talk STL.
Oh, smokestack lightning, shining just like gold. Why don't you hear me cry?
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Welcome back. My guest we've had on before and always glad to welcome him back, retired Army Colonel Steve Bucci, 30 years with the Green Beret, now with the Heritage Foundation. Glad to have you with us, Colonel. Welcome back.
Thank you for having me back again.
Well, I wanted to get into several topics with you. Let's begin with the issue of the allies of ours, UK, France, deciding they want to push for a sovereign state for Palestine. Your reaction?
Yeah, well, it's a terrible idea. It really accomplishes nothing except rewarding Hamas for their terrorist activities.
And I think that's a big key. I mean, that's the way they're going to look at it. They're going to say, see, we ended up winning.
Yeah, that's exactly what they're going to say, and that's what they believe. And, you know, trying to get the last hostages back, all this is going to do is make that more difficult.
Israel's doubling down on the settlements and calling... And some are saying that, you know, maybe we should annex part of the West Bank and make part of it happen. Netanyahu is doubling down on his efforts to ensure it Palestinian state never exists. But I'm looking at the so-called allies of ours, Britain, France, Canada, Australia, all joining to say, let's recognize Palestinian statehood.
Well, what's really ridiculous is the fact that the Palestinians have always been the ones that have said no to this idea of a two-state solution. They don't want a two-state solution. They want Israel eliminated. So, you know, this may make President Macron and Stammer and these other guys all feel good, but it accomplishes absolutely nothing other than to give aid and comfort to Hamas.
And I would think they would know that. So why are they making a decision on behalf of a Palestinian sovereign state?
It's solely because they are playing to the domestic Islamist constituency mm-hmm. in each of their countries. Mm-hmm. So they want to throw them a bone, and you know, hopefully they won't protest and burn down their cities. But all they're accomplishing is rewarding Hamas, as we've already talked about.
Your point echoes what President Trump was saying earlier today at the UN. He said one of the big issues that we as a body of the UN should be facing, and that's this mass migration that you folks have allowed and encouraged. And, of course, Joe Biden did his role for our nation to be involved with it. But he's pointing out how mass migration is destroying Europe.
Yeah, it clearly is. Nobody really believes that these migrants, legal or illegal, in those particular countries are adding anything of a positive nature. They're not assimilating. They want to turn their new countries into what their old countries were, because this is an effort to colonize the Western world.
I'm glad you used that word, because that's exactly what's in my mind.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Now, Trump also today talked about all these globalist institutions decaying the world order. And he's talking about holding a multilateral meeting, or is planning with Qatar and Saudi Arabia, which reminds me, I have not had a chance to visit with you and get your take on the fact that Israel went after Hamas in Qatar into a sovereign state, not Palestine, and not directly going after just Hamas territory, but inside Qatar to take out some of their targets for Hamas and Iranian leadership. I haven't heard your thoughts on that.
Well, remember, Israel has already gone into Iran, Yemen, Syria, Lebanon. They have told these people that they are not going to ignore them just because they're in another country. So, you know, I mean, I feel badly that the Qataris are upset about this, but maybe they shouldn't harbor the leaders of a terrorist group.
Amen. Amen. So the other thing we have going on is, and General Jack King was referring to it earlier on our program, these drones that are violating airspace of Poland, Estonia, and others, and he says they're really testing. The Russians are testing to see how the response is and pulling resources that might be going to Ukraine to fight Russia. Your thoughts?
Yeah, the Russians are not doing this by accident. The Russians and the Soviets before them have done this, you know, in Alaska, in Europe, in other places where they've tested the United States and NATO. And this is just a continuation of it. Anybody who thinks that Putin is going to be a legitimate negotiating partner is kind of daft. He's a bad guy. And we can't expect him to just back down and act like a normal member of the community of nations.
We have heard Trump say, you know, we're trying to work with him, we're trying to deal with him, but he's also admitted he's misled me, he's let me down, he's not honoring what he said. What's the breaking point?
I can't pick that out, Larry. I wish I knew. But in my opinion, we're way past it. I'm not advocating we go to war with Russia, but we really need to put the hammer down as far as every economic sanction we can put on them, pressure on the countries, some of them that are our allies that are still buying Russian fuel, gas and oil.
India in particular.
It needs to stop.
And India in particular. I'd expect China to deal with them, but we have basically given India an ultimatum saying you're already paying a 45% tariff. We're going to hit you with a 100% penalty tariff if you continue to sell, or rather buy oil from Russia, giving them more money. But I don't see us doing it.
Yeah, we're past the point of threatening. We need to execute these things. And then if the countries respond, you can always take it off again. But until that time, we need to make them pay.
If we're going to look for a way out of this, both dealing with Ukraine and Russia and the Palestinian issue, I don't see anything on the horizon that says, here's your answer.
No, it's, you know, you can get into extreme ideas, you know, shooting missiles at Russia or whatever. I don't think that's really in the cards. So it's kind of a waste of time to talk about it. But we're not, we have not fully engaged economically and diplomatically in the way that we need to.
What's the next step then? What do we need to do?
We need to engage fully diplomatically and economically. Stop the talk and execute.
I would agree with the retired Army Colonel Steve Bucci, and I know many of you would as well. Steve, thank you as always for your time, sir.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me on the show.
You bet. I want to share with you before we go to the break, Secret Service is reporting it's dismantling a network of electronic devices located throughout the New York tri-state area, finding 300 servers capable of crippling the New York cell phone system. According to U.S. government senior officials, these are within 35 miles of the current U.N. General Assembly meeting in New York. The network, with the potential to disable cell phone towers, essentially shut down all cell network in New York City. The purpose? Chaos, and maybe some other act to follow. We have so many in our nation that came in under Joe Biden's watch that were not vetted, and yet we know many of them were terrorists. They did come through. We caught some. We did not obviously catch all of them. So who's behind this? That's still to be decided. But so far, the Secret Service says it's dismantling it and taking care of it. Coming up, autism and what drugs women take when they're pregnant, prescription drugs or non-prescription drugs.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
I can tell you how to get a free quick quiz to see how artificial intelligence can boost your company's potential. You go to priglobal.ai, priglobal.ai. St. Louis Business Magazine listing PRI as one of the leading IT companies, and PRI has its own AI lab to develop what your business needs. priglobal.ai, priglobal.ai. You want the best place to watch baseball or any sport and be able to enjoy premium cigars and whiskeys? Lit Cigar Lounge. Lit has so many events each month, you need to constantly check the Lit Cigar Lounge Facebook. You don't want to miss anything. Plus, you can order food from Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta, delivered within minutes right to your table. By the way, we're in the season for great patio dining. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta has your table waiting. Hey, looking for windows that solve your problems and actually add value to your home? Renewal by Anderson. Anderson products increase your home value by at least 15%. Right now, get $329 off every window, $729 off every patio or entry door, and ask about our zero interest plan for 3 years. Renewal by Anderson, the full-service replacement division of Anderson. That's a name you've trusted for more than 122 years. Renewal by Anderson has FiberX frames, 20% stronger than vinyl, built to last. It's why we have more 5-star reviews than anyone in St. Louis. And only Renewal by Anderson backs it up with the nation's best warranty. Schedule your complimentary consultation, rbastl.com, or call 877-WINDOWS, 877-WINDOWS. Renewal by Anderson, superior products, exceptional service. Hey, if you're 50 or older, you do not want to take any risk with your money. In fact, you want Leslie Consulting. My friend Bob Leslie can show you a gain and retain plan. means you never lose. Plus, you get up to a 20% bonus on day one. Leslie Consulting, a leader in brokerage and risk management. 314-721-0066. LeslieConsulting.com.
This is News Talk STL.
Well, you can tell by the way I use my walk, I'm a woman's man. No time to talk. Music loud, women walk, I've been kicked around since I was born. Never thought it right, I don't care. And you may look the other way, but we can try to understand. And New York Times, I've been no man. Under your brother away.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
I think what we're doing is we're trying to say we want to take this problem head on. You know, we also released today information about a new label change. We're going to approve a treatment for kids with severe autism that have an antibody or a deficiency of folic acid in the brain. Maybe 20 to 50 or 60% of all the kids with autism have a blocked receptor in their brain that's not allowing their folate, their vitamin B9 to get in the brain and for those nerve cells to develop normally. And this medication, leucovorin, bypasses that receptor. And there are incredible stories from doctors of seeing dramatic improvements. Wow. So we've got good news and we've got this warning.
That is, of course, Dr. Beccari. He is the FDA commissioner. And they were announcing yesterday, along with Robert Kennedy Jr. and President Trump, we're going to continue to fight autism and find some causes, and we do possibly think it's linked to Tylenol. There are different studies on that, women taking Tylenol while pregnant. But there's also this issue about folate acid. This is a prime thing women are advised to take when they are pregnant for the health of them and their baby. But if it's not getting to the baby because, as you were hearing the doctor say, some kind of blocked receptor, then maybe that leads to autism. Right now, 1 in 36. Are you listening? Are you listening? 1 in 36 children is believed to have some form of autism. I have relatives, and I know of two children within that small group of relatives. Diagnoses of autism have skyrocketed in recent years, increasing by 175% between 2011 and 2022. There's a lot of blame as to where you're going to put it. Just one, greater awareness of autism, just quickly identifying it, creating this spectrum and dropping kids into it. Improved screening, updated diagnostic criteria. All of those could say there's not really more, it's just we are now recognizing it and labeling it. Where it used to be just kids acting up, ADDDD basically, bipolar. It all falls somewhere on that spectrum for some more severe than others. They're now talking about this leucovorin, which might offer some answers for the children with autism and certainly be helpful for their parents. Folate is needed for brain improvement. And as you were hearing the doctor say, there are possibly, with some research, children that had neural development disorders have a folate deficiency, a shortage of B9 in the brain. This drug, basically a generic drug, President Trump is touting as an amazing drug, could be an answer to autism. It has been prescribed to protect healthy cells from toxic side effects of chemotherapy, to enhance chemotherapy, and to treat cerebral folate deficiency. Will it work for kids if we catch them soon enough? And if it's administered properly. One pediatric neurologist researching it as a possible potential autism treatment said, if you're going to the doctor and looking for an autism pill, It does not exist. But Luca Verhoeven has helped a lot of children. Pray that they find other ways that it can indeed help other children. Reference drugs in our nation, the cost of them, sources is another issue. Pharmaceutical giant Bristol-Myers Squibb announcing its new flagship drug will launch at the same price overseas in the UK as in the US. That is a precedent-breaking move reflecting President Trump's push to demand an end of higher cost for Americans. Why should we pay more for drugs that are available at lower prices in other countries? Bristol-Myers saying, we agree with the Trump administration. Other countries need to pay their fair share. So we're asking the UK to step up and start recognizing the value and pay their fair share. Trump had announced in May he would sign an executive order on drug pricing to do the right thing. Basically, a most favored nation policy where we will pay the same price as the nation that pays the lowest price anywhere in the world. That's good news. News out of New York, not so good, depending on your viewpoint. Now, I'll grant you your viewpoint. Mine is, to repeat what I said, not so good. Democrat Socialist New York City mayoral candidate Zohran Mamdani is now opening up a commanding 20-point lead over Andrew Cuomo, who's running as an independent. That means he has 45% support. This is according to a Suffolk University city poll of New Yorkers. Cuomo, who resigned as governor in 2021, has 25% support. Curtis Sliwa, the Republican nominee, 9%. And the incumbent mayor, Eric Adams, is below him at 8%. So once again, it appears more and more likely New York City is going to go socialist. What else could you do to destroy the Big Apple? That's it. Turn it over to Mamdani and government-run grocery stores and housing complexes and communes, and pretty soon you have exactly what he wants, a Marxist city. Well, by the way, here's one of these stories that you might not have followed so closely. The French President Macron and his wife launched a 218-page defamation lawsuit against Candace Owens in the past, because Candace Owens claimed that the First Lady of France was born male. So the Macrons filed suit back in July, calling the allegations outlandish, defamatory, far-fetched. Macron has said she will present photographic evidence to court to prove that she is a woman. I don't know what's supposed to clarify as a woman nowadays if you listen to one member of our Supreme Court. We're going to have to see where this goes, but it's just one of these things that you think, I don't know where Candace Owens is on this. I haven't followed it that close, but it's getting to a point where we're going to start seeing more political action. I wanted to give you a heads up on it. As I said, with Larry Connors USA, you get an education in every hour. And let me add to that. I know you've heard that Jimmy Kimmel will be back on the air tonight. They're conflicting stories. Disney and ABC supposedly caving to pressure from boycotts and left-wing backlash and allowing him to return to the air tonight. But there's some saying still that we're not so sure we're going to let him on. Nexstar and Sinclair on between the two of them, about 60 ABC stations across the nation. It's not clear from Nexstar, but Sinclair is indicating we're not ready to say, welcome back, Jimmy. So he may well not come back on. Kimmel apparently agreed to come back. He agreed to come back? That's the way this is written. He agreed to come back? He agreed to come back after discussions with the Disney CEO, Bob Iger. That man has ruined everything Walt Disney envisioned. I could care less if Kimmel comes back. If you want to watch him, fine. I'd rather watch reruns of something truly funny, the old Johnny Carson show, or Seinfeld. But if Kimmel's going back on the air, it will be interesting to see, does he clean up his act? Now, I will point out to you, I was not in favor of anyone saying the FCC should threaten to yank licenses. Let the market do that. If the market doesn't like the program, they're not going to support it. The buyers, the sponsors are gone. Kimmel is gone. He may have a contract where he gets paid out, and he may be having that right now with ABC and the discussion with Disney, I should say. You owe me. You either use me or put me on the bench, but you're going to owe me. And if you fire me, I'll sue you. There's probably a little bit of that going on behind the scenes. No surprise there. But Jimmy Kimmel ceased to be funny the more harsh and violent he got in his attacks on conservatives in general and Christians and Jews. Earlier this year, Charlie Kirk made a prediction, which unfortunately turned out to be reality. That story when we continue.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
The Napoli heritage of fine dining continues with Napoli Kirkwood. Napoli Kirkwood, now open. So add that to Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, right next door to Napoli C, and don't forget about Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the district, Chesterfield Valley. All of those locations, plus now, open, Napoli, Kirkwood.
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
My fear, Senator, and I hope I'm wrong, and let's say stay in prayer that I'm wrong, that someone is going to get shot the same way that Steve Scalise got shot, and God forbid, killed. The left is creating a pressure cooker with so many of their rank and file paramilitary troops that very well might result in one of us getting shot or killed. God forbid that happens. We're getting death threats every single day here on the Charlie Kirk Show.
Those were the words of Charlie Kirk earlier this year, warning that with the hate rhetoric boiling over, it's going to lead to violence. Someone will be shot and killed. And of course, it ended up being Charlie. We're praying for good to come out of the assassination of Charlie Kirk. But I'm not as hopeful as I should be praying. I have a commentary that ran today saying that my faith is weak compared to Erica Kirk. As she had stated at the memorial, that young man that shot Charlie, I forgive him. I stated the other day, and throughout the day I've been running that commentary acknowledging my faith is not as strong as it should be forgiving. I'm still not there. But I want to share something with you from The Federalist, written by Jordan Boyd, we often have on. Charlie Kirk's memorial marks maybe the beginning of the end for third wayism and lukewarm Christianity. Christians' focus from now on should be on living boldly for the Lord, like Charlie did, even if it becomes a hill on which we die. There is a passage in the Bible that you are lukewarm and I spit you from my mouth. If you're not fervent in your religion and willingly, boldly displaying it, then you are lukewarm. We have many Jews that are under assault constantly, not by anti-Semitics, but by Jew haters. Call them for what they are. We have many Christians under assault because they are Christian. A nation founded on freedom of religion, and now you can be killed for it and for saying the wrong thing. Don Lemon Fruitcake has some words I'm going to share with you in our next hour regarding Charlie Kirk. You do not want to miss it. And remember our pledge, one nation under God.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
John Bill Roofing reminds you we are in the stormy season, and that means if you have even the smallest leak in your roof, you could soon have a much bigger issue. Call the John Bill to make sure that your biggest investment is protected. That call can save you major dollars. If you do get hit during a storm, John Bill has a rapid response team. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 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 John Bill. You and I might have something in common. Back pain. I can tell you where I go for help. Esquire Sports Medicine. The spine of St. Louis. They can put athletes back on the field so they can clearly help us. Esquire Sports Medicine, hands-on chiropractic help on Big Bend, just north of Highway 40, 314-644-0885. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. Great patio season to enjoy any of the Cafe Napoli locations. How about the Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield? Enjoying coal-fired pizza, nothing else like it. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield. A few doors down, Lit Cigar Lounge, where you can enjoy premium cigars and whiskeys. Check the Lit Cigar Lounge Facebook for details. Plus, gift cards for friends. I'll see you at Lit Cigar Lounge in Chesterfield. It's that time of season when families, businesses are moving. For local or long distance, I endorse McGuire Moving. Get a date set soon before the schedules are booked. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuire is constantly giving back to our veterans, such as support dogs for our brave. So with McGuire, you're getting excellent service and helping our vets. McGuireMoving.com. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check VincentsJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's my only jeweler. VincentsJewelers.com. VincentsJewelers.com. Question, are you looking to unlock the full potential of artificial intelligence for your business? I want you to meet my friends at PRI Global, named by the St. Louis Business Journal as a leading IT consulting firm. 25 years helping local and worldwide companies. PRI Global has a free survey to determine where your company stands in your AI journey. You simply go to priglobal.ai, priglobal.ai. And I also have a phone number, so get ready to copy that number. And I'll remind you that PRI Global has its own AI lab, creating, adapting, developing, pushing the boundaries for what AI can do for you. Here's the number, 636-689-0545. 636-689-0545. Or visit priglobal.ai, priglobal.ai.
This is News Talk STL.